This is the TVA Podcast.
TVA, Todd Van Allen.
He's a comedian.
I don't care if you guys don't like that joke. I fucking love it. It's a math joke.
He's an actor.
He thinks Canadian. He's here from Portugal. Why does he sound Russian suddenly?
He's a man in love.
You know what it is? It's a wall of awesomeness.
With the sound of his own voice.
Double, double, please. Double, double, please. Double, double, please. You know, like, double, double, please.
The TVA Podcast starts now.
Hello, folks, and happy new year. Welcome back to the podcast, TVA Podcast. This is episode 172. For Darcy, that's 172. We are here above the pub, not in our usual recording time. We're here actually on a Saturday. It's very quiet. There's no music bleed. There's no nothing. That's very nice. We have with us, as per usual, our producer, Darcy.
Hey, yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How's 2010 treating you so far?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. I anticipate great things in this year, just like I anticipate a good few days of 2010 when this rolls out finally. I might as well peel back the curtain. We're recording way early. There is no way that we're going to wait to get this guest out for you. leading off, and we wanted to open up strong this year, and I cannot think of a better candidate as a guest here. There's no anchor chair, by the way. Both candidates we had for that flew home. Screw them. Kelowna and Newfoundland, your gain, our loss. So we have here with us an elaborate funny comedian. One of the nicest souls in show business you're ever going to find. A great auditioner, as I found out. What else can I say about you? You punch up a good joke. You're a good, you can not only write well crafted material yourself,
blushing.
But I can't tell. You're getting reflection from the red.
I'm
mic,
blushing.
Mic. And I'm gushing. It's a pleasure to have this gentleman here. Peter Anthony Reed, or as I like to call him, Peter Anthony.
Thanks,
how are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
And we're let's not lie to the people.
Okay,
we're recording this on the 19th of December. That's fine.
That's okay.
Because we're still in advance of Christmas.
Yeah.
So we still have that going.
So much we can cover. We can
I know.
Like this year, the projections of the new year.
I never even thought
How's
of a year
How's your resolution
show.
Going so far?
My resolution?
Yeah.
Did I resolve? Oh, yeah, my resolution.
Right.
So far, so good.
Good,
I,
nice.
I have I not slapped the parking authorities.
No?
Not right. yet. I've come close.
That's good for you,
I
man.
Called three faggots, though.
Oh.
I didn't slap.
Yikes.
Look at the subtext of mine. Yeah. How's your resolution going?
Mine's pretty good. I've already had sex with 8 Chinese women.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I'm pretty happy about
this,
the deal.
This being the fourth, is it, I think, when this eventually drops? You're doing,
yeah.
That's 2 a day.
2 a day. I resolved.
You just want to, but the thing is, an hour afterwards,
yeah.
you want to go again.
No, strike that. You know what? It was, truth be told, it was 7, and one of them told me afterwards that she was Korean, but I didn't, I can never.
South or North? North, you're still in the game. I'd still give you half points.
I'm not going to divulge that information.
Okay, all right.
That's it. Okay.
Darcy, how's your resolution
political,
going?
Folks. It's political.
I don't make any resolutions because I don't need another reason to feel bad about myself.
Pressure.
No,
yeah.
Your life's perfect. That's why.
That's
I don't
right.
need to change
yeah, right.
anything.
Yeah, nothing.
It is pristine.
As he sucks back a beer in the middle of the afternoon.
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Glub, glub.
Yeah, it's got to be past 5 o'clock somewhere on this godforsaken planet.
Well, we've got to hope that this podcast is helping people out with their resolutions.
Like, I think
on a treadmill right now, probably, mm-hmm. or elliptical or something.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This podcast is getting heat.
Yeah.
Right now. It's getting a lot of heat. We mentioned this before in previous podcasts. We get some statistics that are mailed to us from our, what do you call it, our hoster? Are we hosting it at this particular place, or what's their relationship with
Big
Podomatic?
Shout out to Blue Podomatic. What
is it? I don't
no,
know
sorry,
where come from.
It's blueberry.com where we get our stats.
Right, okay.
And they also do the WordPress plugin that actually helps us
post these
the
things and publish.
Mm-hmm.
And
big help.
God bless you people. You really help
Todd
us out.
Todd Cochran
so.
And all those guys over there
mm-hmm.
at Blueberry, thank you very much.
I'll let you tag them in the show notes. I don't know who they are. So
okay.
That's. But anyway, so there you kind of like, this is where we drop the podcast. Is that where we store it on our website.
Yeah, no, all we do is we sort of redirect. We redirect through them. So.
This is riveting.
So they can count.
So they can tell who's listening and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have found out, like over the 170
right.
of these things that we did over the course of November, just November
okay.
alone, podcast-wise, where we're talking like from
yeah.
episode 1 to whatever was out at the end of November.
Right.
We were getting 100 downloads a day.
Oh, wow.
100.
So that might have been the highest. We have to keep it in mind. We did have Paul F. Tompkins.
That is true. That is true.
This episode.
But after, okay, we got the mailer again. It was like for the first 8-9 days of December. And for that time frame, 190.
Wow.
190 downloads a day. So thank you, listeners.
That's cool.
This is great. And this happened completely by accident. I know you're a bit of a hockey fan.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I finally found myself a fan podcast.
Nice.
For my Ottawa Senators.
The
Sens Underground. It's like three guys get together and they just yak hockey over beer. They have beer sponsorship. We got to look into that. I'm resolving that this year.
Okay.
We got to get a beer sponsorship.
Makes the discussion flow so much easier.
Well, if for nothing else, it'll slow down my bar tab since I'm picking up, you know, as soon as he gets the third chair in here, like we got someone, he's like fucking running to that thing like it's a open bar wedding. And
and the bartender downstairs has no idea what's going on up here. He's like, podcast?
Exactly.
What is
it? Podcast? There's no podcast here, bye.
Nose starts bleeding. Yeah. You on your podcast. Sorry about my Irish accent. That was really bad.
That's okay. I did a Newfie one for some reason. I don't know why that happened.
What that was?
Never been my strong suit.
Horrible. So I'm listening to these guys, and they've got a phone number, too, like we do. You wouldn't even know it, but 206-202-8065. You can call in. And they were saying, we're going to retire the number. No one's using it. So I said, okay, we got to call. So I called in and left them a little message, and they did some Googling on me and found out I was a comic.
Right.
Because I sent like an email as well thanking them for the podcast, and I guess they looked at the domain and went, oh, he's a comic.
Right.
And so I went, okay. So I sent him a shout out again on this podcast because they sent me one. So like we've been going back and forth. And then this episode, the one they just released this week, they actually used one of my jokes off of YouTube.
That
was pretty cool. It's like here's Davin Allen again. Like, oh my God. And so.
Well, did you say they used one of my jokes or stole one of my jokes?
No, they used one. It wasn't like.
And so anyway, I'm going to sue them.
So fuck you, Sens Underground. You'll be hearing from Liebman and Cohen soon. So those are good people.
Well, that's cool. It's like a cross promotion.
Yeah,
sort of
it totally is. And one of the guys runs this other podcast called Talking Canadian, I think it is.
Okay.
So he wants to have me on. So I'm going to try and arrange that when I'm back in the 613 back home for Christmas.
It's like a whole little world of
it's crazy
pottery.
Okay. I do have a resolution.
Yeah, what
just
is
came
it?
To me. I'm going to get a headphone a splitter and headphones for everybody
because we're killing the levels. Is that right?
No, you guys are doing great.
That's not a resolution.
Well,
that's just doing your job.
This is doing great. Yeah,
I resolved to make money
because just keep it in mind, Todd.
Yeah. I know
these are directional mics, so it's not about even getting closer. When you're talking to me, you cut out. Even if you look over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like here.
So if I'm talking to you and I look over.
So if we're listening.
And then, it comes back in.
Oh, gotcha. Right.
By the way, listener, that was the.
So ignore me.
That's what we like to throw in for deleted scenes, except we don't delete them. So that's is where we talk about making the podcast. It's very meta.
Yeah.
So do you listen to any podcasts as well? Do you find the time or anything?
I'll be entirely honest with you. I haven't sort of gotten into that thing yet. I've listened to snippets of things. Like, I guess I was listening to one where Colin Quinn was talking about performing at Robert De Niro's birthday party.
Okay.
And it's from a podcast in New York.
The Moth. Yeah.
It was great. And I'm like, wow, I got to listen to more of this stuff. But I just haven't, not because I'm not interested, I just haven't yet. You know what I mean? So
it's a chore. I mean, I'll get caught up to a particular point in time. It's like, wow, I'm actually like, I can listen to music now.
Right.
You know, as I'm walking around. And then like Tuesday or Wednesday, that appears to be like the severe days, like, you know, our podcast drops, and then like I get like two or three out of the UK.
Right.
There's like some other comic ones from out of like the States and Vancouver. It's just you get so many.
Oh yeah,
there's
exactly.
only so many much you can listen.
Exactly, but it's great. I mean, it's great for like especially like fans that have people like say like they like you know Patton Oswalt or something. They can listen to his podcast or you know it's very that's what I like about it. You can be very specific about what you're listening to, which is cool, which is the way it's going anyway. So
I appreciate the listeners.
Kudos to you for having one, man. It's awesome.
This you know we have Darcy to thank and blame.
Right on,
this wouldn't have happened without you. You're ruining that day every day. I say that
every morning.
Why am I doing this? So let's talk a little bit of Christmas because I found myself behind the eight ball today.
Yeah,
because we arranged this for 2:30, and I thought that would give me ample time to go watch a little bit of soccer,
right?
And and then do my shopping because I didn't have that much to pick up.
Right.
So I was just thinking, I'll be fine.
Right.
I'll be fine. And so we gave ourselves that. Now, you were poking around Shoppers today? Was that what
yeah,
you
but just running errands. I have to get a new passport, so I went up to mail off my stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was I haven't done any Christmas shopping, but I did want to talk about the lyrics to Winter Wonderland.
Okay.
Because I was in Shoppers Drug Mart. I was like walking around, and I was like waiting in line at the post office. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's weird like how many times you've heard a song.
In the lane, snow is glistening.
Yeah. And yeah. But then... Or is it even fucking Winter Wonderland? It's the one where we'll conspire.
Oh yeah, late at night we'll conspire.
Late at night we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To sit unafraid about the plans that we've made. And then I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, yeah. I was sitting there like, I mean, it's kind of hacky to analyze song lyrics and stuff from a comedic standpoint, but it's like, what the fuck is going on? And
well, this is obviously a family of recluses. Because everything about them says they're not in an urban sprawl populace. Yeah. It's some small town with, like, you know, they see Parson Brown. So he's obviously the religious head. This is obviously a religious cult of some sort.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And, there's so much going on. Yeah. Like, just to that. We'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Uh-huh. There's like satanic imagery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To face unafraid.
Uh-huh.
So then now they're actually gearing themselves up to do whatever violent or illegal act that they've dreamt up.
Yep.
So anyway, I just thought it was a bizarre lyric. I was like, I never even really thought about it. You just sort of sing it when you're a kid growing up, blah, blah, blah. And then you actually hear it again for the first time, you know? So, yeah.
We can have some appetizers as we prepare the fertilizer. These old gets, and I can't find a rhyme for that. Okay, there we go. But it does sound a little bit creepier, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, when the guy says, they're making a snowman and they're pretending he's a preacher.
Is that what it's like?
In the meadow, we can make a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
Right.
And he'll say, "Are you married?"
And we'll say no man.
But you can do the job when you're in town. So they're pretending already they're making an idol of this Parson Brown who runs the commune.
Right.
Right.
So they're probably on acid.
Right.
Right.
So there's that. I can't wait to see what that sculpture looks like.
What kind of snowman?
It's a nine-headed parson of some sort. And
totally.
So then, first thing out of the gate, he's asking, "You two married?" So that's weird.
Yeah. No, the snowman we've created really wants to know your marital status for some reason.
You two married?
Yeah.
What's going on? So what's the story? And then they say, no man.
No man.
Right. No man. So obviously you're right. They're obviously on some form of hallucinogen.
Yeah.
Hippies.
Two hippies. We ain't married, man.
And being barefoot in the snow.
Fucking snowman's asking me personal shit.
Yeah. You can do the job in your town, man.
Yeah.
When you're not stoned. But he's standing right there.
Right.
He's obviously in town. Yeah. Unless they're channeling Parson Brown from the snow idol.
Right.
That they have constructed.
Which goes back to my satanic theme.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel sorry for the state buildings that are going to be blown up. The Boxing Day massacres.
Totally, man. That's exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
Someone is going to fucking do something
like
at some point over Christmas holiday season, just go, "I was just doing what the song said to do."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Bing Crosby dead? Well, fuck you, Bing. Is he dead, Darcy? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably.
That is weird.
It is weird. I never really listened to that song.
There's got to be other ones.
I know. What are the other lyrics?
For that song specifically, or just...
It's Winter Wonderland, right?
Right. Yeah.
I
can't even remember the first lyric right now. I can start halfway through.
Well, go from the beginning.
Well, I can't. I'm stumped. I can start in the middle.
In the lane, snow is glistening.
Is that how it starts? In the lane, snow is glistening? In the something?
I can't remember.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's bad.
We are so unfestive.
Yeah.
Bah humbug to us.
Let me just bring it back around.
Okay, please, Jesus.
Because this is the new year.
Because we've run into the
and
field.
And I'm, at this point, even it being before Christmas, am done with Christmas carols. So it's now the new year. People are listening to this on their treadmills and are so pissed.
So dumb.
That we're talking about Christmas carols.
Sorry.
Right, okay. So let's talk about, do you do a lot of Christmas parties?
Actually, yeah.
That's why they're on the treadmills right now, by the way, working off the parties.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you which do you prefer? Like kind of like the office ones, the house ones, the friend ones, or like what do you have a favorite? I always find the office ones awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a comic working any sort of corporate gig where everyone knows everyone else is awkward. I don't mind. The ones I don't mind are where it's like there's multiple office parties.
Right.
They're okay because it's generally you can sort of maybe mold them and get them into what resembles at least closely to a regular crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're actually at a specific company, I've done a few of these this year.
Right.
Those are weird because then it becomes not about you at all. It's
absolutely.
About, I always treat it as I'm more of like a facilitator for them to laugh as opposed to a comic. Like I'm not going in with my fucking act. Like
no,
certainly not. And so I end up doing more probably 80% comedy on the spot, like improv-y, or just off the top of my head, not improv games.
Okay, I need a setting.
Who's the office slut here? Who's the office slut?
No, improv's fucking gay. I meant just making it up as I go. What's wrong with my brain today? I can't remember fucking Winter Wonderland. I have no idea what comedic terms are anymore.
What's that thing? Yes, what?
Maybe it's because I don't have a beer in my hand.
That could
and you guys
be.
Do,
we'll rectify that at the break.
Yeah. But no, they're weird. The ones where specific companies, I find. But I find also the more I do them, the more I find myself coming to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I used to watch guys, like I used to open for a lot of guys at these corporate parties. Like,
and when you say open, you mean bare your soul?
Absolutely. Okay, I used to like just guys like around Canada that like Jerry D or James Cunningham, guys like that, I would go and I would watch them and they would just be masters of doing those kind of shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'd always wonder like, how in the hell are they doing this? But I find the more I do it, the more I'm getting to a place where I'm like, I'm starting to see a common thread here happening that happened two shows ago or, you know what I mean? And then you can sort of roll with it with a little more confidence.
Yeah,
and the shows start becoming more and more successful. So like anything, it actually takes work. Who knew?
Oh.
Yeah. Who knew?
This is just shits and giggles what we do. There's no work.
Yeah.
Oh, write something down? Pshaw.
Yeah.
I'll remember it.
Yeah.
I'll just go up there and be clever.
Yeah, that'll you do comedy? Work. That must be a great hobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow,
should,
what a hobby you have.
You should do that.
You're lucky to have a hobby like that.
Yeah.
When people say that to me, I'm like, I want to fucking strangle you.
I made fun of a comic here one night because he was, I can't remember what he was doing. He was from the Northwest Territories and he was running in and out of the light. Like he was on stage and he went into the crowd and I went up after him and I said,
he's not used to light for that prolonged amount of time.
Well, that's what I said. I said, like, I could tell you're from the Northwest Territory. He goes, why? I says, well, you only stayed in the light half the time. And he
our brains went to the same place.
Boom, that's exactly right. And so he went, that's funny. I'm like, of course it's fucking funny. You're like,
yeah,
I'm a professional. Totally. What is that? Oh, you should give this a shot,
Did you give him the tag?
Oh, yeah. That's his. Take it if you want.
Yeah, for sure. He'll forget it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stoner.
Yeah.
He's talking to a preacher snowman. I don't know tell us what next, I bidding. I'll tell you the parties I hate when you don't know people and you're going with like a girlfriend or like just friends of friends, you're showing up and no one knows what you do. So I will just say writer. I will just say I'm a writer and leave it at that because the second they find out that you even think of doing comedy, then they want, tell us a joke. And I'm like, no, I'm off the clock.
Right.
You know?
Oh, now I feel like an idiot. So when you asked me about Christmas parties, you didn't mean performing?
No,
you
meant either one.
Okay.
Either one.
Because, you're right. That's a completely different going to a party.
You made
party.
The other story entertaining. That's why we
thank
kept
you.
It there.
Yeah, as a comic though, it sucks to tell people you're a comic.
Right.
I think in the beginning, you think it's cool, like you can't wait to tell people, but then you realize after a while, like it's just torture. Like if you're,
you don't want to tell them you're a comic. You want them to recognize you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so you should do that.
I find too, like I think it stems though from people's lack of understanding because like they don't mean to be rude or insincere.
Right.
They just don't really get it. Like I've actually had someone come up to me. It was me and my brother at a Christmas party at my dad's place. And this guy came up who's a friend of my dad's, talks to my brother. He's like, oh, you're still doing sports broadcasting? Where are you now? Edmonton, you're working for CTV? Hey, you're doing the news? That's great. That's amazing. And then he looks at me, he's like, are you still doing stand-up comedy? Like as if like it's not even like a thing. Like,
right.
I'm like, well, I'm not like slicing puppies in half or
right.
doing something. Like, I'm not, it's an actual occupation. I'm sorry. Like, have you seen television before?
So
like,
slicing puppies in half. I mean, you know, yeah. the Humane Society notwithstanding.
Right.
Can't believe I dropped that joke, but no, when I was just starting out, I have never told people that I was a comic because mm-hmm. I'm just starting out, and how dare I
right.
even legitimize what I'm trying to do
yeah.
by saying that. And even now, like, you know, I've had a modicum of success. I got a room here and we got the podcast. I still don't. I don't come out, I'm a comic, you know.
Right.
I figure, because I'm not
especially not with that voice.
I'm not. Maybe I should. I'm a comic. Can't you tell by this wacky gestures I'm making? I should just do that in every party. Just come out and make a new voice.
Hi, my name's Todd. What do you do? I'm a comic.
And part-time parrot. Yeah.
And then they slowly walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that worked out well.
Can't you tell?
And the whole time you're like slicing your hand. Right. With a knife.
David Mary's here. There we go. I just don't think like, you know, no one knows me, you know. Right. People more know me from being the oven in Quiznos than they do, you know, anything I've done up to this point.
Right.
So I'm just like, yeah, just, I'm a writer.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I will tell people I'm a comic, like, when it's recognizable, like, when it's blatantly obvious, like,
yeah.
when there's TV stuff, yeah. I'm like, oh, hosted by.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
It sort of stems from the okay. same, like, I had this theory where, like on Facebook's an example, like mm-hmm. if you have to make your own fan page, you shouldn't have a fan page.
Right.
I always say like, and it's kind of like that. If you have to tell someone you're in show business,
right.
that's kind of an embarrassing thing because right. they don't know you're in show business. When the whole point of show business is for them to know you're in fucking show business.
I would put an asterisk beside that because we're hoping to make a fan page here. But,
I'll create it.
Okay. All right. So you know what? We'll do each other's.
Yeah,
you have
there
one
you go.
Already?
And then it's
do you
all
have
good.
One already?
No, but someone did create a group,
okay.
Peter and Anthony Comedy Group.
Right. Yeah. Well, you see, I was thinking of like using it as like the broadcast, like, hey, if you want to see the shows or this episode of the podcast came out, it's got Peter Anthony on it. You know, this is, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the sort of blast I want to do.
That's
the
cool.
things I don't like on Facebook is like when you see like someone's first name, quote, comedian, end quote, and
yeah.
then last name.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
like, why are you threading that in there?
Yeah, exactly. You yeah. know? Yeah.
The thing with fan pages, though, is when you create one, they actually they say, is this you? You can't be a fan and create a fan page.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you'd want to keep control of it, right? I could create a fan page about you.
Yeah.
And, I
and you
keep
won't
you
like
from,
it.
You wouldn't be able to post a thing. I could block you entirely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see.
You want to have control of
so
your
name.
So
it's not really a fan page. It's more of like a link between you and the fans.
Yeah. It's sort of like, yeah, you don't want to give people like full access into your profile.
Okay.
You want to just be able to give them a place where they can worship you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Oh, it's all so
that sort of ideology.
It's also sad,
they,
isn't it?
They can make a snowman yes. Peter Anthony.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Tell us what to do, master.
It's also sad though. I'm just like it started to really bug me this fall when I was like I'd just be it was this constant sort of like competition for how awesome everyone's life is and career, and I'm going here and I'm there and I'm doing this and I met this person and check this out. I was just like, I'm just tired yeah. of it. Like I would never create, say, my own fan page because mm-hmm. that would make me feel like a huge douchebag.
No, you're just telling the people where you are.
I can do that on my regular.
So that's how you're like, okay.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like, or just have a website like everyone else, right?
I guess. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe I'm coming at this the wrong way. Maybe Peter's right here.
I could be very wrong.
I don't know.
Doesn't it cheapen it for you?
I don't know.
I don't.
Really?
Don't you think that it's cheap? It feels cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I get rid of my group now? Is that I'm just looking for a place to post things?
No, I
you
guess
know?
Like
that sort of like, hey, come here and do. I don't know. I'm all backwards now. I got you saying I shouldn't. I got you saying I should.
I think maybe the name fan page would sort of lend that kind of self-absorption sort of
yeah.
angle to it.
Yeah.
But it really is. It's not about you. It's about the fans or people who want to
right.
have access to your stuff and like for people who have more than one project on the go.
Right.
Right, like where Todd has the podcast,
right.
a fan page for just the podcast,
Right.
Who don't give a shit about him, who like me.
And there are
Okay.
Well,
I'm not going to create a fan page, but there'll be a, you know, there'll be a podcast fan page.
Right.
Who are these people?
You know exactly who these people are.
Why don't you just make one for your wife?
Someone's trying to get through the chain.
Someone is trying to get in here. That's okay. Well, we'll see who's trying to get in.
Child.
We'll tell you right after the break.
We'll tell you after the break as soon as we deal with the miscreants trying to make off with the real Peter Anthony. We'll talk to you soon after the break.
Hey there. I'm Adam Crow of Cash Cab Canada, and you're listening to the TVA podcast.
And welcome back, folks. You're here once again with the TVA podcast, Above the Pub, episode 172. We got Darcy back.
Hey.
And Peter Anthony, our guest is
Happy New Year.
This fine day. Happy New Year to you.
Still
not,
playing along.
I'm not
still
letting that go.
Look at you. You sink your teeth into the premise and you run with it. You are committed to the bit.
That's right.
That's why you're so successful.
Yeah, well.
That's it. Since the last time you've been on, we actually now have a segment. I don't know if you knew that because, well, I know you're a busy man. You don't have time for podcasts and that's fine. We've got a new segment now. We don't know how long this is going to last until it.
Who knows?
Until it dies. We call it the soapbox.
Okay.
So Darcy's going to come at me with a premise I've not heard anything about. And in most cases that we've discovered, things I know nothing about.
All right.
And I got a minute to riff.
Okay.
And just like rant, and then we see where you stand on the issue.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
It's always a burning issue.
Great.
We've, in previous segments like this, we've had HST. That was beautiful. That was wonderful. I know nothing about that.
Right.
I came off looking smart.
Right.
We did the.
They're a pop band, right?
HST.
Yeah.
Yeah. They opened for Newfound Glory, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Right they're on. Really good. And cool. Theory of a Dead Man. Yeah,
no,
you know.
Yeah.
A little too emo for my liking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime you're just going acronym that doesn't mean anything, I don't like it at all.
All right.
Yes.
Now who's committed to the premise now?
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. Who runs it into the ground?
I thought you were, like, I didn't know HST is actually a band.
It isn't.
It isn't. No.
So then I thought you'd do, like, oh, yeah, didn't they open for, like, Property Tax and, no?
See, I'm not that clever. I'm good at new premises. Callbacks are not my forte. Anyone who's ever seen me perform, no, I am not the callback guy. Okay, Darcy, lay it on me. Here we go. This is the soapbox segment.
All right, easy one here.
Okay.
I thought this would work because we're above a pub.
Okay.
Where it is still decorated for St. Patrick's Day.
And always will be, yes.
From, I don't know, 65 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long these
posters have
been up.
Anyone who comes to the show, they know this. It's always St. Patty's Day.
So being after Christmas.
Yes.
Question is,
mm-hmm.
when is it okay or when is it not okay to get rid of the Christmas decorations?
Christmas decorations? Okay. I would say this. I think there's a couple of schools of thought on this. One is simply just unplug the cord from the wall in the garage and just leave the lights up there until next year when you plug them back in.
What day is that, though?
That's lazy. I would say this. I think you got to keep them up after New Year's. Like New Year's, you're still kind of cold and crisp and you want that. I would say if the weather permits, I would say the month of January, no later than February 1st.
Wow. Okay.
I would say that because I will say this. There's a street in Gananoque. Which is my hometown, as the listeners will know, that these people go and Griswold it up. And they have year after year, it's this one street where you can literally read the Gananoque Reporter weekly newspaper by the lights of this street. You can walk down the middle of it. It is fantastic. And every single one of these neighbors has gone on board and said, screw you. I am not, you know, wasting gigawatt hours, whatever the hell it is that they measure electricity in these days. I don't know. Kilopascals? Is that something? I don't know. That's barometric pressure.
Gigawatts.
I know I'm wrong.
Gigawatts.
I know I'm wrong.
Gigawatts.
Anyway,
gigawatts.
These
cool.
guys take it a task, and I really haven't clocked when they do it. But I will say this. Like, even after Christmas, I enjoy walking down, like, a nice, crunchy, snow-filled streets and, like, seeing the Christmas lights. I still like that. So I would say no later than February, December 31st.
Wow.
That's what I would say. Am I wrong?
If I'm saying who's right and who's wrong, you're wrong.
Okay. All right. Peter?
I think Boxing Day is...
Let's turn it to
you
the,
should actually
No,
box.
You're hungover then. You got to keep them up for New Year's. Jeez,
yeah, Boxing Day is jumping the gun.
It really is. Yeah.
My answer would be, I'm going to take this in a different direction.
Okay.
I would say in this post-Copenhagen...
9/11.
Post-Copenhagen.
I didn't even think of that angle. I am such a planet racer.
I honestly feel like, why in the hell are the, like, unless there's a new brand of Christmas lights that don't suck up.
Well, the LEDs,
are they
out
fine?
Now.
Yeah.
I thought LEDs were worse because now I'm reading that my my television set that I bought is like a power sucker, like the new flat screens and everything.
Well, that's because they're humongous, and those are LCDs. But I mean, the LED lights, LEDs, the little light emitting diode lights, like use no power.
Okay.
The problem with them, though, is that I think a lot of sets, you can't replace them. Mm-hmm. So bulb goes or something goes wrong, you buy a whole new set. So there's some waste in that.
So the manufacturing of them probably. That's the thing, though. That, like, I always find that that's the hypocritical thing, too, because whatever is considered to be
green or
less green or less of a power sucker ends up taking way more power to actually manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can't win. So my answer would be don't ever put up decorations. Right. Don't ever put up Christmas lights.
Nice. Yeah.
If you're going to have a tree, use some form of light on it that isn't involving a plug. Right. I don't know.
Candles seem to work back in the colonial days. Why not go
back to that? It's romantic.
Yeah. Homes are tinder boxes anyway. Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Yeah, studies show that people that have candles in their home are 95% happier.
Yeah.
So I made that up. But
sounded believable.
But I honestly think, like, well, let's get off this old mentality of and I like Christmas lights, honestly, like, okay, one of every 100 houses that I see decorated look classy. The rest of them look cheesy.
Oh, they do. They look horrible.
Horrible.
And when I say these guys griswolded up, it's not tasteless at all. Like, these guys have.
Oh, it's
like,
nice?
No, they do it nice. It's elegant.
Well,
like,
it's not
light for the sake of light.
Yeah.
They got a lot of them.
Yeah.
But it looks nice.
But they're still, let's keep in mind, they're still complete fucking assholes for what they're doing to the world.
Of course they are. Yeah. You're walking by. It's like, okay, so he doesn't like Facebook groups or fan pages. He hates Christmas. We're here with the joyless Peter Anthony. It's a pleasure to have you here.
So my buddy Russell, he's in Halifax right now.
Right.
He left a couple days ago. But before he left, he did full decorations in his place, lights outside, lights inside, the tree, the whole thing. He's going to be in Halifax until like a week after New Year's.
Right. And that's fine.
And because he wants to come home and have it still be Christmas. He doesn't want it to be over. And that shit's going to stay up, I think, until he's decorating for like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But listeners to his podcast will know he's a weird individual. So
he's a special case.
He is. I think special in quotes in a separate font. Make it italicized. He's a special gentleman.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly, like, I've been reading so much about Copenhagen. I guess that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because it's on my brain and I'm just so upset. Right. And
here's the thing. Like, I'm with you on that. Like, I always think that, we got to do more things. And I get caught up in the traditional sort of sense of this, because, like, being a preacher's kid, Christmas was the big – that was the show.
That's the
like,
money
that
maker,
was the parents always made us do scripture readings on the Christmas Eve service. And it was like we hated every second of it. And so it got to the point where my brother and I would try to make each other corpse as we're going up to the pulpit to read. And so the best one he ever got me with was he got like a little sad puppy face toy, like a little puppy that looked really sad, like, you know, just had this. And then right behind it, in the about the same size of the puppy toy, was a huge pile of dog shit. And so I'm going up to read about, you know, King Herod, you know, putting out the text and trying to kill the baby Jesus. And there's the dog shit and the dog looking so sad right beside it. And I'm just like, you motherfucker. Right, and I can't say that, obviously, in church. No. So I would draw things. And leave it for him. And it usually involved a penis in his mouth. And it was just, it was the most sacrilegious of things.
I guess so.
It's, hey, speaking of sacrilege and getting in trouble, I want to go back to Christmas thing. Cause one of the reasons, that we sort of came at this, we wanted to schedule you in, obviously, on Saturday. Here it was. And I, you know, made reference before that we were sort of rushed coming in here. I knew I had to, I want to get running around down and get my Christmas gifts done today.
This sounds like short story long. Get to it.
Okay, I'm getting to it. And I think part of my problem was I knew I had to big up the gift for my girlfriend because of something that happened at the Christmas party last night. Cause I was out at the Rangers Club, that I'm a member of, and we just came in from work, and no one's really dressed. It was just very casual beers and wings and that sort of thing. That's what we're having. And I got my Subway shirt from New York. It's got like the A on it. It's like the Manhattan to Brooklyn line. So that, you know, ironic and kind of a nice and touristy thing to have.
Right.
And
more ironic?
Pardon me?
Subway shirt.
Subway shirt?
Yeah.
Just a Subway?
And a name tag. It says Sandwich Artists.
Oh, Sandwich Artists. It's not a costume party. It's not, you know, it's not Halloween we're going to. I'm just, this is as festive as I got. It was fucking A-train thing.
And I'm making this longer.
Right. So, Agata, who's my girlfriend, she says, the reason you wore that shirt tonight is because that's A for Agata. And I said, there's no way you want to be A for Agata on this shirt. She goes, why? I goes, because anyone with $2 gets a ride. And I thought that was a clever piece of business.
That was
and
nice.
She did not.
Really? She didn't appreciate the comedy?
No, she was. I mean, like, this is what I like about the soccer guys. Like, they know, like, I do this and yeah. stuff. And so they, I love it when you're with your friends and they know what you do and they just don't expect it from you.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, you can just, like, crack wise and stuff and they don't go, oh, there's something funny for your skits. And
yeah,
no,
yeah.
they don't do that.
I'm a comic.
Yeah. You remember me. So they don't do that. And like whenever I crack something funny, they're like, they'll give it applause, you know,
as it's
warranted.
Yeah.
Or they'll just go, wow, you are on a day off, aren't you? Like, that's not funny in the least.
You're
better than that. And everyone knows I'm not. One of the things that she wanted, she said, because she's always stealing my belts because I have like nice belt buckles, kind of funny and stuff like that. And I was showing now, but I'm not wearing one right now because I go to this leather shop that's near us, actually. You know the one that's right beside, that's right on King at Portland?
Oh, yeah.
That little leather place. So you go in there and they'll do up, you bring in the buckle, they'll do up a leather buckle, like a leather belt for you.
Oh, cool.
And I just wanted, all I wanted to do in this transaction was drop off the belt. Mm-hmm. This is like, make it exactly like this one, use the same leather. Two buckles, go, done.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it, apparently. First of all, the guy who owns the place, he's got a chat with everyone. It's an old Italian guy, I assume Italian. He's made, I don't have the leather. It's like, what? And that's a horrible accent. He doesn't even talk
that
like that.
Too bad.
But he says, first of all, I talked to the woman, and she's like, oh, no, you're going to have to talk to the big man. I can't help you with this.
Right.
She's like, go look at the belt leather. And I'm like, it's not in here. I'm looking at it. It's not the same. And so I come back. He says, oh, yeah, I don't use that anymore. Follow me. And so he's taking me into the bowels of this place.
Oh, no.
There's just an all – just. I just want to drop off the thing. And so he's like, okay, here's the new leather. As soon as this came out, I don't use that leather anymore. That's perfect. Fine. Can you have it by Monday? Monday, I don't know. I have lots of people to talk to. You know, like that's so.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, try Monday. I would really appreciate it. He goes, okay, I'll do what I can. And he gives me, he does up the receipt and he staples a piece of leather to it. He had to go to the back again with a box cutter to cut off two pieces of leather, one for his receipt that he's staple to. Oh, I know what kind of leather you like.
Right.
And then I've got a receipt with leather on
leather
it.
Leather receipt.
I've never.
That's so weird.
That's dumb.
Wow. And I just picture when you went in the back room, like he's like, oh, you wait there, I got to bring out the gimp.
Yeah. He's like, pay no attention, man in mask.
The gimp is asleep. But, yeah.
I love that we've now made him like Borat. Just love that. Hey, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time ever, we don't do impressions well.
It's a combination of Borat and Zed from Pulp Fiction.
Zed the dead, baby.
He said, send us a receipt.
You'll come back and we have a nice bed for you. Imagine that.
Zooms off on a chopper.
It's got the company logo painted on the gas tank. We close a Sunday.
I go open for HST.
They're a good band. They're kind of mopey. I don't like an emo. When I say emo, emo Phillips, he loses his touch, eh?
Oh,
son of a bitch. And so hopefully she'll get the leather belt on Monday.
That'd be a nice gift, though. It's special.
It will. And I inadvertently got her like the most expensive one in the shop.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of cool. She's not going to hear this in time, so it'll be fine. It's like a little ace, like a spades. You could have on the, like, and it likes Ace of Spades and like white background, black ace. I think, oh, that's kind of classy.
Oh, cool.
That's very classy.
Poker cool. player?
I think she'll appreciate the irony of it. That's what I think. It was that or Girls Rock or something like that, or Girls Sure Rule or something like that. It was very limited.
Okay.
Right. I didn't pick Girls Rock. What is she, 14?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, this is the
she
one I was
wear
looking
that
for.
The sleepover.
This came back from the previous episode. She's a huge Kiss fan.
At a Spice Girls concert.
Yes, that's right. Girl power.
Girls Rock. There you go.
So once you're staring at this thing, by the way, bang on. Thank you very much for providing me with this gift. I hope it doesn't put me too much in the doghouse. Once you get past like all the Punisher and Spider-Man ones and the sideways Star Trek original logos that they had, there was that one. I said, that one's classy. Right. Like it looks really classy. It's kind of nice and it just gives me back mine, you know, like cool. That's all I'm looking for. But we were talking about this on a previous podcast. She's a huge KISS fan. She finally got to see KISS this year.
God.
Huge KISS fan.
Did she go to the ACC concert?
No, she went to the one in Ottawa.
Oh, cool. Right on.
And just adored it, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking if they had a KISS one, because she has a KISS t-shirt, if they had a KISS one, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Sex for life.
Yeah.
Like, that is going to be that. But I was in Chapters.
They probably had that one, though. It says sex for life.
Sex for life. Yeah. They did, actually. It was really tasteless. It was...
didn't even spell out the word four.
No.
Just the number four.
Yeah, yeah. Sex it's... four. Come on, put some work into it. Jesus Christ. Wait, get a spell checker. by the way, you know the sexy girl that you see on mud flaps on trucks? Like, you know, the silhouette profile.
Yes, of course.
That's everywhere. Like, right. they had one that was like the, it looked like the Cadillac logo. I thought that would be kind of cool. Like, you know, like that kind of looked very stylish. You look closer and like all of what's supposed to be the flowers in the emblem is like that girl.
That chick.
Like,
I
can't.
The silhouette.
I can't do that.
No.
That's a mud flap. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Not the message I want to send this Yuletide season. Not at all. So she's a huge KISS fan, and I was in Chapters the other day. And they showcase this huge KISS book. I'm like, and I figure this is like a history of KISS or something like that. It's like fantastic. Like I am so in it, big in it. Like it's literally 2 to 3 inches thick. Like it's massive. I'm like, this has to be everything you ever need to know about KISS.
Can I guess?
Do.
Coloring book.
Very close.
Okay.
You are not far off the mark. So in my scramble today to knock two gifts off my, by the time you texted me at like 2:15, I was actually at Young and Dundas. First of all, beelining to the HMV Superstore because they had a copy of the first Mary Tyler Moore series from my mom.
Right.
Get that one. I went to the Queen Street one. They said, we don't have that, but let me check the computer. Doopy, doopy, doopy. We have two copies left at our Superstore. I'm on my way.
Sweet,
you know,
sweet. Yeah.
Put on the cape and go. So I ran there and I thought, gotta be in World's Biggest. Go to World's Biggest. Boom. It'll be there. As soon as I walk through the door, there it is.
Nice.
Huge compendium. And it's heavy. It's like $90 worth of heavy book. This is everything that she's going to need about KISS, right? So I get there and even the cashiers were marking on the size of it going, it's quite the book. It's like, you're getting sex for life. She's thinking to herself. Yeah. I'm thinking it, right? I'm like, absolutely I am. We go through the discounts for like being a member and I got this coupon card and everything's going my way. And then she's like, do you want paper or plastic? And first of all, that was the weird thing. When I went to HMV, I bought the Mary Tyler Moore thing. They're like, do you want a bag? And I went, no, environmental, as we're talking about.
Nice.
No, I won't take a bag. So I'm leaving with it. But there's security guards right there. I just feel like a thief.
Yeah.
Like I'm just walking by these guys. See you later. Don't look under my coat. Like,
exactly. Like,
I just felt really, it felt weird not having something to conceal. I get there and I'm like, no, I'll take the paper bag. It's free and I can use that. It'll be stylish. As soon as I put it on the floor just to put stuff into my thing. This book is so heavy, tears it to shreds.
No.
It just, as soon as I, boom, it is just raped by this book, right? And so I go, okay, fine. And so then to Darcy's point, as a coloring book, I decide to finally look at it.
Right.
Like I actually said, like, okay, what am I doing?
Let's crack the cover.
Let's just see what it is. It's the compendium. The compilation of all the KISS comic books. It is all the graphic novel cartoons of KISS.
Oh, wow. She's gonna hate that.
Well, I get the feeling I'm going to have to get a backup gift.
Masturbation for life.
Oh, masturbation for life. I will tell you people, if you see me putting my hand forward to shake my hands in the new year, you may think twice and give me the fist pump or elbow jab.
Good Lord.
Because I don't know what I've done.
Fuck.
I don't know what I've done. So I hope it goes well.
I can't really imagine how it could.
I don't know that it won't, though. Like, maybe this could be, it could be something, and it's like, it would be kitschy, and it's like, hey, do you like, I got you everything. How do you like that? I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know, but it's one of those things, too, and it's like, I never liked when I got, and no offense to your
not at
your
all.
Method this, for you, buying
you're
gifts.
You're pissing on everything else on
no,
me today.
People
Let's
would,
continue
people,
that. That's
the, but people would know, like, that I, like, say, like, when I was growing up, I like Seinfeld, right? So they'd get me, like the Seinfeld, you know, poster.
Right.
But it's like, I like Seinfeld, but I don't like posters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, so it's, you can't just
this poster
get away.
Doesn't make me laugh.
Yeah, but so yeah, you can't get away, you can't just get away with it because it's a theme. Like, like I like Elvis, but I don't like Elvis lunchboxes because I'm 32. Yep. You know what I mean? I don't need an Elvis lunchbox. No offense.
Dead man. No, dead man walking.
And speaking of Kiss, I got kicked out of the Kiss concert at the ACC in November.
Man,
did you rust the stage again?
No, I didn't.
Every time you come on this podcast, you have a story about getting kicked out of a concert.
Yeah,
can you not behave during a music show?
Fuck, I'm brutal. I didn't even.
were you the one hucking bottles at HST? Was that you?
Here's me.
You're mopey.
I will preface the story with I wasn't intoxicated that badly. I had some beers. I had some beers, and I was in a private box for the Kiss concert. But the private box next to ours was fully catered. They had food, pizzas, and everything. And when I was walking to the washroom, I looked in and happened to notice that they had all this food that they weren't touching.
Right.
And it was like near the end of the concert. So when I was walking back to the washroom, I walked in and I took a pizza back to our private box. And so we're all eating pizza, having a good time, and then Kiss finishes. And between the end of the concert and the first encore, there's like I look over and all I see is one of my best friends with a security guard, and my best friend is pointing at me. And I got booted out because he narked on me for stealing a pie.
Not your best friend anymore.
Yeah, but he narked on me for stealing a pie, and I got kicked out, and the security guard was on his way out. He's like, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Can't you behave yourself? You're 30 whatever years old and you're stealing pizzas. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And I said,
we're at a Kiss concert.
You know what? I said, you know what, sir? You can make me feel as bad as you want about myself right now, but the fact of the matter is, I'm gonna walk out that door, and you have to work here for the rest of your fucking life.
Did you do that?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Move over, Jay Leno. I have a new hero now.
Yeah, it was pretty
awesome. And his name is Peter Piss on Everything Anthony.
It was pretty cool.
That is
why hold
awesome.
Back, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I, and I was in the situation. He's already kicking me out. I'm not going to let him question my person.
You've got the red card. You can't take it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't back
now
track.
It's go time. It's, now it comes
you've
up.
You've got nothing to lose. That's what are you going to exactly get? Another it. Ban?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me three.
Yeah.
Ban me from this show three times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I just let him have it. So anyway.
That's it.
There's Kiss.
Was the show good at least? Did you like it?
It was all right. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen them before. I saw the original members when they got back together in 99 or 2000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was cooler. But
so how many is now? Just two.
Yeah.
Remaining guys, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
one and a half, actually.
One and a half.
Yeah. The bottom half Paul Stanley's a robot.
People come up to me and say, Paul.
It's the only way. I can do the split. He's a robot.
I'm cybernetic. Woo-hoo.
He was like so gay, too. Like he's like, I used to live in Toronto. I used to go to Second Cup. Like, you are gay.
Sometimes when I need a laugh, I go see Second City.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Well, sometimes if I want some Mexican, I go Tortilla Flats.
Yeah. If you want to get all of my comic books for your girlfriend, go to World's Biggest Bookstore.
See, don't go to Chapman.
You're actually doing an impression of Paul Stanley. He's doing an impression of Pat Francis doing an impression of Paul Stanley.
It's meta.
Yeah.
We're doing meta podcast.
I actually went to the concert.
It's an homage.
I went to the concert with Mark Walker, who does like the greatest Paul Stanley impression you've ever heard in your life. It's so funny. He's so funny, man. Before the concert, we were just at my friend's house, just looking up YouTube clips of Kiss, some of the ridiculous stuff that Paul Stanley says between songs.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely out of this world funny. Like, if you go to YouTube and just search, Paul Stanley banter, Paul Stanley banter, it is, phenomenal. It's hilarious.
We will embed that.
Well, what Todd was doing there is Pat Francis from he's a regular guest on another podcast, Never Not Funny. And he does that kind of pulse, major list. Yeah. Right. And he only chooses words that have S's in them to exaggerate it.
But sometimes you need some sibilance.
But
But he has, like, have you seen his YouTube videos now?
Yes, the Star Child?
Yeah, he's got Dear Star Child. Yeah. He reads, like, fake, like, fan mail.
Yeah.
That's and he's awesome. Got the makeup on.
He comes on. That's he's perfect. Got the hair. He's got the fucking star over his eye.
Oh, that's perfect, man.
It's fantastic. It's yeah. it's a treat to watch. And we'll link that in the show notes. We'll just Star Child.
Yeah.
That's I'm glad I'm writing these down during the show time. That's,
yeah.
See, we do impressions.
I guess we
Look
do.
Look at that.
Who knew?
Yours yeah. is way better. Mine has a little bit of homagerie added yeah. to it.
I've been secretly working on my Paul Stanley. Well, if you do a tour with Mark Walker, which I've done several, you'll come out of that with a Paul Stanley impression.
Oh yeah, that's the only one
through you're osmosis. Not, yeah. yeah,
if that's the only one, you're sleeping in the car ride.
Yeah,
there's just so much that he does.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to get him on the show actually. As
oh,
well.
He'd be great.
Yeah, he would be. He would be. He would
you
be
should great. Just say like. This week we have, and then whatever you could do a podcast with James Brown, and he'd just
that'd
get him
awesome.
To be James Brown the whole time.
Well, yeah, that's right. Let's see who else has he got. He's got James Brown for sure. He did a really good.
He's got some really obscure ones.
He did a really good Christopher Walken before everyone did Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Like he really cracked it. My favorite thing for the listener who doesn't know Mark Walker, really great impressionist, and the way that he closes a show. Does he still do this? Correct me if I'm wrong. He brings up a children's book.
Yeah, Thomas.
Does
the
he
Tank
still do
Engine.
That? Thomas the Tank Engine. So what he will do?
He does it sometimes, not all the time.
Okay.
Now. Yeah.
But what he'll do is he'll. Open up the book and go page by page and just read one page at a time and start off. He'll like
that's
you know,
how it's usually
of,
done. I think
kind of spark it one page at a time. Usually
yeah.
that's mm-hmm. Usually in a progression.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
unless you're reading Naked Lunch, in which case read it as you like.
Or
it's, you might find
you speak
it.
Hebrew,
right? Anyway, so that was a look of disgust I shot Darcy for the listener. You can thank me later.
Don't worry,
send
the mic picked it up.
Is that good?
Yeah, ringing in my ears.
Perfect. So he goes through it and he stops. He does one page at a time and does it in a voice as suggested by the audience.
Yeah,
and so
whoever you
he'll
want,
start
yeah.
off with, and it, this is what I love about him doing this. He will coach them to try and test him because he has this huge arsenal
of
accents that he does. And someone will yell, Jack Nicholson, and he'll just see him go, whatever, you're wasting our time, and he'll do
exactly.
Jack Nicholson, and then people will go, okay, let's see if we can get this asshole. And if he doesn't nail it by voice, he nails it in the persona.
Right,
like he just totally sinks into the character, and will just and really, really, it's a treat to watch, and watching people try and stump him.
Yeah.
You ever seen him stumped when he does it? Because you would have seen him more than I have, because I don't.
Like you said, I've never seen him get thrown. Mm-hmm. Like I've worked with him so much.
I've been back there, Todd Van Allen.
Yeah.
All what right. that asshole? What?
Forget that. The oven from Quiznos.
even if say he can't perfect like the voice or whatever,
right.
like you said, he'll do something persona, or he'll be able to come up with a quick joke.
Yeah.
About mm-hmm. something. So it's like he's not only like a great impressionist,
right.
but a great comic. So it's like. Fun. He's just a fun guy to work with and watch. But yeah, I've seen Thomas the Tank Engine probably, fuck, I don't know, 50 times,
right.
say? And
yeah,
it's different every time.
Yeah.
Like, you get some of the same ones, but it's always like, you're always sort of watching going, I wonder what's going to happen. Like,
right.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
And it's cool.
I've never heard Paul Stanley.
Oh, you got to do that.
No, I know. Next time I work with him.
Paul Stanley!
Paul Stanley!
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Because I would work with Thomas the Tank Engine.
It sure would.
The woo-hoo!
Yeah, one of the, actually, the only time...
Darcy's on the scoreboard! Look at that!
The only time I've ever lost my composure with laughter on stage was because of Mark Walker. Because we always talk about the movie Boogie Nights.
Right.
And we love the dynamic between... Dirk Diggler and John C. Reilly's character.
Right, right, right.
When they're like, feel my heat. Like when and then they're recording this music, and Marky Mark, what's his name?
Mark Wahlberg.
He's in there, and he's doing this rock song that's horrible, and then it pans over to the producer's booth, and Reed Rothschild or whatever his name is in the movie is like doing this dance, like pointing at him, like you're the man that you're fucking killing. This is awesome. You can't stop dancing, and they're so coked up and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So me and Walker were talking with that on the way to this gig once, and then I was on stage, And literally, I'm like performing to the crowd, and I look over to the corner of the room, and there's just like an exit. There's like a door and the exit sign, and there's a light over top of it. And Mark Walker's doing that dance, pointing at me, and I fucking lost my shit, man. I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't get my composure back for like 4 or 5 minutes. And every time I'd look back, he wouldn't stop. He'd still be dancing.
But the audience has no clue.
They have
that's
no
why.
Idea. No,
that's
and you
why.
Can't explain that
no.
to them. And oh, folks, just... it's because of this thing from. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. You just, can't. You can't go back. Like, if they do it, like if the crowd makes you go,
yeah, that's
oh,
okay.
Shit, then
yeah.
they love that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, so oh, yo, we're funnier than him suddenly. Yeah, like, yeah. oh, he can't control himself. You ever totally. Milk that? You ever just you know do it a little bit more than you should have?
I know what you mean, yeah. but I will catch myself and I'll yeah. stop because yeah. if you ever feel yourself like. Oh, am I faking having a good time?
Right,
you
right.
gotta ease off.
Yeah.
yeah.
I never fake it. I'm always just genuine.
Yeah.
Like
genuine.
I will call my own bullshit and go, oh god damn it, folks, that was funny. And then that will
and then
that'll start
end
me
the,
again.
Yeah.
And then oh it's just yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a nightmare when they make you laugh.
Yeah.
That's it. I just love picturing him dancing like a monkey.
yeah. I don't even know if the people listening to the podcast can picture that. You guys know the dance
yeah.
I'm talking about recently.
And by,
yeah.
by the way, there's a lot of good things about that movie, but one of the things I love, and it was that scene in particular.
Right.
I just sort of like, because I'm a big fan of 80s music, and some mm-hmm. of it was fantastic, because that was the music I grew up on. And when you're in the middle of it, you don't realize how shit it is. Until you go back and listen to it now, you go, fuck, that was just cocaine.
Yeah.
That was cocaine and someone with big tits. Like, yeah. that's all that was. And they nailed it.
Yeah,
in that
totally,
movie
totally.
Where it was just like fueled by cocaine, written by cocaine, yeah. performed by cocaine. It was all just all cocaine. And when you're a kid listening to this, as I was a kid growing up at the time, whoa, like you don't even know what
yeah,
drugs are.
Even like,
I want to know what drugs is. You
yeah,
know, you don't
all,
know that.
All the lyrics are about like, all the lyrics are about heat and power.
Yeah,
and stuff
I know.
Like that. It's like
running with the knights and
totally, man. Totally.
Playing in the shadows yeah. of the night. It's all horrible.
It's all cocaine.
Yeah. I want to feel your love in the night. It's horrible.
Absolutely.
I think if we did episode titles, we would have it right
yes.
there.
Yeah.
In the night. That's all I'm going to do in Barry. Jesus Christ. We got to go.
Oh,
we got to go.
Wow.
Peter, thank
we hit
you.
Two of the 10 topics.
I think so. I think, well, remember and say that's done, really. And yeah. we talk comedy. That's fine.
Cool.
It's a pleasure to have you here. First guest of the year.
Cheers.
Pleasure to have you here.
It's great to be here.
I hope
here.
The year's going as well for you for the rest of it as the first introductory days.
Decade,
it is
so.
A new decade. That's true.
Yeah.
Web presence. Do you?
PeterAnthony.net.
Yep.
You can find me on Facebook, although I don't have a fan page
don't
yet.
Have a fan. As we've discussed, a bit
maybe
of a sore point.
Feel free to start one and then block him.
Yeah. If you ever see a Peter Anthony fan page that I've created, you'll yeah. know that Todd has convinced me.
Right.
Todd Garcia.
Otherwise,
convinced me.
Someone has taken our advice and goes, well, this appears here on the internet that Peter Anthony sucks cock. don't know what that's all about. That's a new direction for him.
Right.
A pleasure to have you.
Cheers. Pleasure
I'm
to be
so
here.
Glad that you could do the first show of the year. It was fantastic.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Darcy. We'll be running with the night tonight.
Later, folks.
All right.
See you a second cup.
And on that,
folks, if you want to give us feedback, you can call in on the phone line, leave status updates on Twitter, or maybe you want to do it in iTunes, or perhaps on the blog post. This is Todd Van Allen saying, we'll see you next time on the TVA podcast. Woo woo!
That was fucking 32 of the funnest minutes I've ever had.
That was funny.